hypersonic space plane that the government says will be able to launch on demand and also save the government lots of money, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, announced on Wednesday that it's chosen Boeing to build an aircraft that can launch to low Earth orbit on a timetable of days rather than months or years. DARPA officials say that the shorter time frame should lower launch costs by a factor of 10. The aircraft, which is known as the XS-1, is said to combine the advantages of a jet and a spacecraft with the goal of being a fully reusable unmanned vehicle. The first flight tests are expected in 2020.
And more people are asking for unemployment help, but the Labor Department says it's not a bad report. Weekly jobless claims edging up by 1,000 last week to 234,000, but the figure still came in below what analysts had expected, and it follows three straight weeks of declines, and claims remain near their lowest level since the recession. They've been below the key 300,000 level associated with a healthy jobs market for 116 straight weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Ron Van Horn about this season's car shows here in Flemington. Then I'll have Wade Williams, the general manager from HealthQuest Fitness, with us to discuss their sponsorship of the car shows and some cool summer activities for kids. I'll update you on the return of the filling station this summer here in the borough, and we'll kick it all off with our traditional summer kickoff song from Bruce Springsteen. It's Thursday, May 25th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to break away from the traditional show and of business talk and talk about what to do in Flemington this weekend and this summer with some special guests here in the studio. But first, let's look at the weather. Brief check of the weather shows temperature is currently 58 degrees at 12:06. Today, it'll be cooler with the morning rain followed by occasional showers and a thunderstorm later today, a high of 61 and a low of 56. For tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of a brief shower with a high of 75 and a low of 54. For Saturday, we're going to have some sun, then increasing clouds with a high of 76 and a low of 56. Sunday, we'll have a thick cloud cover with a little rain in the afternoon, a high of 70 and a low of 57. And Memorial Day Monday, we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds, a possible shower or two in the afternoon, a high of 76 and a low of 57. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 50.70 to 21,063.12. The NASDAQ up 35.05 to 6,198.04. S&P 500 is up 8.69 to 2,413.08. Oil is down $1.74 to $49.62 per barrel. And gold is up $4.40 to $1,257.50 an ounce. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. So if you want to listen to the rest of the show, go to www.huntingtonchamberradio.com. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody. right. Well, welcome to the program. It is time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. And, of course, it is Memorial Day weekend, so it's time to kick off Memorial Day, as we've been doing every Memorial Day for the last 5 years. Here is our good friend from New Jersey with the Youth National Anthem of New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen. As only he can do, Bruce Springsteen and Born to Run. Love that song. Love kicking off the Memorial Day weekend show with that. And this year, something unique that we're doing is we're kicking off the Memorial Day weekend show with a couple of guests in studio. We have Wade Williams, who's the general manager of HealthQuest. We have Ron Van Horn from Van Horn Financial. And anybody who knows anything about Flemington and car shows probably knows the name Ron Van Horn, because he's been doing it for about the last 14 or 15 years. And we're going to get into talking about the car shows. We're going to talk about HealthQuest and about the filling station today. A whole lot going on. For those of you who said, or for anybody who's ever said, you know, Flemington's dead, I think this show and the conversation that we're about to have will prove that wrong. There is a lot going on in this area, and you need to be a part of it. So if you like classic cars, Flemington is the town to be at this weekend. If you're looking for something for the kids to do, HealthQuest has that all lined up for you as well. If you're looking for a way to just kind of kick back and relax, well, the filling station will have that for you as well, brought to you by the Flemington Community Partnership. I do want to get right into the program because we've got a lot to talk about, so let's get our first commercial break out of the way. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch. Limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade. Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HuntertonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. And in studio guests today, we have Wade Williams, who is the GM of HealthQuest, and Ron Van Horn from Van Horn Financial. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining me. And if you want to get a little closer to the microphones, makes it a whole lot easier for people to hear you. So, Ron, how are you doing today?
Oh, just wonderful, Jim. Always, you know, pleasure to see you, of course.
Well, everybody says that. Wade, how about you? How's everything going?
Jim, doing very well. Looking forward to a great summer coming up.
Excellent. And I'm looking forward to a good show and a good summer all the way around. I think there's a lot going on in town, and there's certainly want to jump right into that. So I want to start out first. Let's take it day by day if we can. So first, tomorrow night will be the first filling station. That's back at the old Highline Garage. It's called the filling station at the patio. And the tents went up today, so they're getting ready for that. There'll be beer. There'll be music. There'll be wine from 5 to 10 p.m. If you're looking for something to do and you're not one of the fortunate ones that have the lake house, have the shore house, but just want to get together, with some friends. Make your way over to Flemington tomorrow night around 5 p.m. and join us at the filling station at the patio so that you can start your weekend off right. And then, of course, we jump into Saturday, and this is something that's been very exciting for me since I opened my business in Flemington, and that is the Flemington Car Shows, brought to you by the main sponsor, Fred Beans. And, of course, we have Ron Van Horn here, who's been coordinating this for how many years now, Ron?
Oh, 14 years.
14 years.
Give or take.
About how many cars show up every week or every show?
A couple hundred cars.
And there's so many in Central Jersey. This is like a hotbed of classic cars. So it's great that you have that following and you know that you're able to do that. But what I also like is the way you theme it out every other week. Like this week, for instance, Fords, Oldsmobiles, and Mercuries. Talk a little bit about the featured cars and what people can expect to see.
Well, you know, we try to not discriminate here at the Flemington car shows. And, you know, classics, yes, they're welcome. And we really don't shy away from letting anybody come in, regardless of how old their car is, or what make, or what model. And as a matter of fact, motorcycles are welcome, trucks are welcome. And, you know, over the years, you know, of doing this, we've got about 3,000 cars in our database.
Excellent.
That have attended these shows over the years. And we've always tried to come up with features that are popular. You know, to answer the question, you know, it's funny. I'll have someone approach me on the street during the car shows, and I'll say, well, can we have Etzels as the feature? And I said, geez, you know, I would love that. Can we fill up that parking lot with Etzels? and of course, you know, the answer is no, but mine really looks nice.
Yep. And you've had some very rare cars. I know one gentleman used to bring a Devon, which was only 12 in the world. You know, so it's not like it's just a bunch of guys that, you know, pulled out their old, you know, Chevy Vega and decided to park along Main Street. You attract a good, well-rounded clientele of cars.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, this is serious business, you know, when it comes down to, you know, these car owners, and it's their baby, you know.
And one of the things that I like is that, you know, you'll have some pristine cars, museum quality type cars, but you'll also have the ones that are a work in progress. You know, maybe they have that Fred Flintstone floor in their car like mine, or, you know, there could be a few dents, maybe not the greatest paint job, but it's a work in progress, and they're welcome to come too.
Without question, we'll have cars that literally are flatbedded here.
Okay.
Not even driven. They come on the back of a truck.
What we call trailer queens in the car show.
You know, I remember last year when we had the Corvette feature, which we traditionally do the first Saturday in August, and the first guy here was flatbedded,
yep.
And it was a stunning, stunning vehicle. And, you know, he asked me where I thought he should park, and we put him right on the sidewalk for the most part. And
courthouse steps.
Yeah, and the cars pulling in, you know, as they were looking at them, the other Corvettes that were coming, were, you know, who thought they had a shot at the trophy. Their thoughts were diminishing quickly as they saw that car as they approached to come in.
A little Corvette envy, if you will.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the main sponsor, Fred Beans. He's been with you for a while now. Let's give him a good plug.
Well, you know, listen, our friends over at Fred Beans, Toyota, and Kia, Brad Hackendale has been a phenomenal partner. You know, from day one when they took over the dealership over there, I was literally knocking on the door saying, hey, we're going to have a great relationship. We're going to have a great marriage. And this is a phenomenal community thing. And he said, Ron, what do we need to do? How can we make it great? You know, I want to be all part of it. And Fred Beans, you know, is a very, very strong community-minded employer, and it's been a fantastic relationship from start to finish. And I can say that from a personal experience with the dealership there, have purchased two vehicles from Fred Beans, a Toyota and a Kia, and they do a phenomenal job with the sales and with the follow-up service. It's just been a great thing. They also provide a face painter for us during the show. They come out to the show. They'll bring one or two vehicles out and kind of showcase those cars. And it's just been a fantastic relationship.
Excellent. So we definitely want to thank Fred Beans for being a part of the show. The shows run, the first one will be this Saturday, May 27th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. The featured cars this week, as we mentioned, are Ford, Oldsmobile, and Mercury. And throughout, as you're walking up and down Main Street and looking at all the cars, there'll be live music and a DJ, door prizes, trophies will be awarded towards the end of the evening. Another sponsor, which I believe is new this year, and the kids activity program is Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. So I want to bring Wade Williams in now. He's the general manager of HealthQuest to talk about how hard did Ron tackle you, you know, when he approached you.
We're trying to get Ron to work out. That was the first step.
There you go. And you know, what can people expect to see in the kids activities brought to you by HealthQuest?
Sure. Thank you, Jim. So when Ron contacted us, we saw this as a tremendous opportunity to get involved in the community. So we looked at all the different offerings. Now, with our parties and camp department, we had a lot of staff that could also man this. So we will have inflatables at all the car shows. We'll have face painting. We're also going to bring in our camp staff, too, to do some other activities, depending upon weather. Hopefully, for some nice weather over this weekend. So what we're looking to do is, in bringing those inflatables and face painting, we're going to give kind of a little preview of the camps that we offer at HealthQuest and really get involved in this community event. We're really looking forward to it.
And what are some of the camps that you talk about?
So some of the camps that we have, they range actually from ages 3 to 12 years old. Our main one is Camp Dynamite, and Camp Dynamite is very well known at HealthQuest and hopefully in the community too as well. And now we went down to Camp Dynamos for the 3-year-olds to kind of emulate that experience of Camp Dynamite. And then we have specialty camps, anything from superhero camps to princess camps, anything you really want, anything that fits into what the child's interested in. Lego camp's a big one. So we're looking forward to those too as well this summer.
Good. And I know when it comes to princess camp, I think
Ron already signed up.
Well, the pictures that you see on Facebook of him and his granddaughters, I think he's a graduate.
That's right. I got a few of those princesses in my inventory.
That's right.
It's all
priceless.
It's all good stuff.
That's good.
So getting back to the car shows for a minute, it's not just Fred Beans. There's a lot of sponsors. And you brought the car show poster with you today, but I do want to make sure that everybody gets their due. So if you can, just kind of read off the rest of the co-sponsors that are part of the program that help bring this to fruition each show weekend.
Yeah, so let's talk about the that concept as it relates to one of a family, one of a team approach here. Jim, as you know, this is totally free for the car participants, mm-hmm. for the spectators. It actually is free to them, and given the magnitude of the things that are offered, when you compare that free to what it might cost you to take your kids to a weekend down the shore on the boardwalk, and you can come here and get a nice night out. It all comes together by having fellow businesses, my fellow business owners and managers chip in, whether that be with sponsorship dollars or whether that be volunteering. We can't do it without a team approach.
Right.
And the fact is, whether that be a T-shirt sponsor, going on the back of shirts that we raffle off and we give away to our volunteers, and we use them for door prizes. We've got 40 T-shirt sponsors, as an example. Those are all local businesses. And frankly, this year I said, hey, what about the car owners? I'm sure some of those could like to help out. And some of those even got involved and they have their name in the year, make, and model of their car on the back of the T-shirt this year. Trophy sponsors. Is there a car show you could go to? Imagine this, that there's too many trophies. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So trophy sponsors, we end up with about 40 different trophy sponsors. Again, these are all local businesses here mm-hmm. in the Flemington community that make that a great thing. The name of the business goes on a trophy. And I've got this great trophy company.
Oh, what's their name?
Crown Trophy. You might have heard of them, Jim. That does a phenomenal job in putting those trophies together. The service that we get with those trophies, and having them to us on a timely basis, and always excellent job done with the quality of the trophies. I can't thank you enough, Jim, for that. And as a matter of fact, Jim, thank you for your sponsorship supporting with the T-shirts, which you guys always do a great job with as well, and some of the signage.
We're always always glad to help out.
And Jim, appreciate you being on our committee as well, and being able to exchange ideas about how we can constantly fine-tune the shows and make them better. As you mentioned, main sponsor being Fred Beans. Our co-sponsors, we vary each show. Where, as an example, Magna Power Electronics, We'll be kicking off, you know, as our co-sponsor of this show. They're able to, co-sponsor is able to come out, set up a table out in front of the registration area where the cars come in, put up, you know, their product, their brochures, shake hands, kiss some babies, you know, just get their word out a little bit about what they do and what they're all about. We have the DJ do a little blurb about their business every, you know, 15, 20 minutes, half hour or so about that co-sponsor. So Magna Power Electronics is kicking it off. We've got Revelation Farms, ShopRite of Flemington, Attachments and Sage. We've got Flemington Community Partnership. So, hey, Ron, you know, we'll help you out with a co-sponsorship too this year. So I hope, Jim, that you'd be out there with that table and shaking hands and kissing babies.
The game plan is I will definitely get out there a couple times. Now that there's actually brakes on the Plymouth and it stops at the stop sign, I can make it to Flemington.
But Edward Jones, we have a Flemington Breakaway Entertainment. If you're into billiards and if you've never been to Breakaway Entertainment, over here in Flemington, it's a phenomenal little place to go and get a game of pool, and they do a nice job with it. They're back again this year as a co-sponsor. Northfield Bank, right here in Flemington on Main Street, my neighbor. My office is located right above their bank, and I go bang on the floor a little bit and wake them up down there. Coco's Cafe and Gelato, again a perennial sponsors. Fletcher and Son Electronics, Stangle Factory, right in Ford Funeral. You know, DJ right over there has been a great friend and partnership with us. Year to year, they support Hunterdon Medical every year. We have a great relationship there. Cry's Jeweler, you know, my good friend and I call him my co-captain, Jerry Jeremanko over at Cry's Jeweler, on our committee here, and been working with these shows right alongside here, rolling up his sleeves for the last 14 straight years. Couldn't do the shows without Jerry. Really, a phenomenal. Phenomenal wingman, as I call my co-captain. So,
very good.
So those are some of our co-sponsors. You know, door prizes. Local businesses donate door prizes. We'll have another 40 businesses that donate door prizes that get raffled off to the car owners, spectators, and so on.
So we have
a lot of people involved.
We have the show starts 5:30 till about 8:30 at night in front of 75 Main Street. Registration starts at 5. No real formal pre-registration. Like if someone has an old car and they just wanted to say, hey, it's Saturday, I'm going to Flemington, they can get registered on site?
They can go online, actually, and pre-register.
Okay.
They can go to FlemingtonCarShows.com.
Very good.
And there's a link there to click on and pre-register and get some of that detail out of the way and just come in and get a placard, an ID for their car that they put in their windshield there that says year, make, and model and their registration. So when the spectators are going by that car, they think, oh, that's a 1940.
I like to walk by, and I have pretty good eyesight, so I can, like a car in advance, I can look at oh, look, a 61 Plymouth, and she'll be like, how did you know? I was like, oh, I'm amazing.
It's impressive.
And of course, if for some reason there is a chance of rain, the show would be canceled by 3 p.m. And there's a recorded announcement at 908-806-6041. All that information is on the website. We're going to step away and take a quick news break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about HealthQuest and some of the programs that are available to folks up there. Talk a little bit about Van Horn Financial, some of the services you have. It's not just racquetball. They actually does work, folks. And then wrap it up with some more car show talk and talk about the types of cars that people can expect to see this weekend and moving forward. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
How many minutes are
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
President Trump, in an address to NATO members, he pointed out several nations are significantly behind in their contributions to the Mutual Defense Society. The president didn't just talk about money, however. He also addressed the terrorist attack in Manchester.
The recent attack on Manchester in the United Kingdom demonstrates the depths of the evil we face with terrorism.
And Manchester investigators say they now have 8 people in custody in connection with Monday's terrorist attack. They say they are also conducting even more searches. Queen Elizabeth comforting children injured in the attack. She visited the victims at a Manchester hospital today. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Joining me in the studio today, Wade Williams, the General Manager of HealthQuest, and Ron Van Horn from Van Horn Financial, who is the chairman of the Flemington Car Shows. And you can visit FlemingtonCarShows.com for more information on those. I want to turn for a minute and talk to Wade about HealthQuest. And, you know, everybody sees it up there on 31.
That's right.
They think it's a gym. They're not really sure. And, you know, then they pull into Sonic and grab a burger. So to work off that burger, let's talk about some of the services that HealthQuest has to offer. And I know there's some exciting news about the pool club this weekend. So why don't you just take it away and give us an infomercial about HealthQuest.
Sure, absolutely. So those people who do not know HealthQuest, HealthQuest is a multi-use type facility, 104,000 square feet. Fitness facilities, all-inclusive group fitness. We have a new program in the garage, which is like a functional training type opportunity. Mm-hmm. A little bit of the indoor-outdoor type training that people have been looking for. So where you see people flipping tires, different things like that. But then going back to the community aspect, so people see HealthQuest, it's really a community within a community. So obviously we like to be involved with downtown Flemington, everything going on with the car show. But within HealthQuest, they provide that community feel is really what's making it different. So people will come to classes. We have over 150 classes inclusive per week.
Wow.
We have a great personal training department. We have all-inclusive programs for kids. It's dance, martial arts, gymnastics, and all sports, too, as well. So it's really an opportunity for the whole family. You can drop your children off. They go to classes. We transport them. And then you can go work out, stop at the cafe, grab something to eat, hopefully not Sonic. So you stop in our cafe, so a little healthy alternative. So those are the opportunities at HealthQuest. Like I was saying, it's really a community. We are designed to create an experience, not just go work out. It's come to HealthQuest, top-level fitness experience.
Very good. So this weekend, obviously, you know, kicks off summer.
Yes.
And the pool club is open now.
That's right.
With a couple of new added features.
Some nice amenities that we added to the swim club. So the swim club at HealthQuest, what we're trying to create is almost a resort-type feel. So when you go to HealthQuest, you come into the club, all renovated. Obviously, it's beautiful. Then you go to the outdoor pool, and we added two new services to really change it over. One is a poolside food service from our – it's called HQ Cafe Poolside,
mm-hmm.
and also a towel service. So we're trying to emulate that resort-type experience. And obviously, we have the Mr. Twister slide, and our camps can use the outdoor pool too as well.
Very good. And you're affiliated with Diamond Nation.
Yes, we are. Diamond Nation is a sister company. Diamond Nation is a baseball tournament facility, very popular in the area. Thousands of people coming to the Flemington area over the weekends, which we obviously in the Flemington area appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Them coming down to downtown Flemington, our hope is that now they can actually come down to the car shows on the weekends when some people may be there for 6 hours at a time at tournaments, and there's always they're looking for something to do. Commonly, they can come over to HealthQuest, jump in the pool. We'll give them day passes, whatever it might be. But Diamond Nation's a it's almost like the Disney World of baseball. That's the way I would describe it. So it's they do it very well. Great experience. Both companies are really there to provide top-notch experiences.
Yep, absolutely, and they do. And I've gotten great feedback from friends of mine who own other Crown Trophy stores across the country.
Sure.
Their kids play baseball. They come in town. You know, usually they'll stop by, visit me, check out my store. But then they say, wow, I can't believe, you know, how great this is. And because there's nothing like it,
absolutely,
you know, out by them. So that's awesome. So glad to hear that everything's going good up at HealthQuest and at Diamond Nation.
The pool is obviously a new feature, or the poolside food and the towel service is huge. And so it looks like, and we've talked about this, Ron, a lot of times about, you know, when people, I remember when I first opened my business 8 years ago, I can still remember the article in the Courier News that talked about Flemington being a ghost town and that it was already dead. It just didn't know it and stuff. But there's things like this, and there's things like the filling station that show that this area has an awful lot to offer, and I think all of us have to do a better job of promoting the good in the town, not the negative that you hear about, but, you know, keep politics out of it and just, you know, make it a family-friendly place to be, and car shows could be a great way to do that. So, as I mentioned, this weekend we have Fords, Oldsmobiles, and Mercurys. Coming up on for the month of June, on the 10th, it'll be Camaros, Chevys, and Chevelles. So if you like muscle cars, I think that's a great weekend for you to get out there. And then June 24th, Mopars and motorcycles. What type of motorcycles do you normally see, either by vintage or by brand?
We see them all, actually. And the sidecars, you know.
Really?
You know, we'll have people come in with the sliders and the three-wheelers, and it's quite interesting. Again, some of the bikes that we see, you know, we'll have rare bikes that will show up, and again, some of those bikes are trailered as well. They don't even want to, you know, drive, you know, beyond the parking spot.
And I've done it, you know, with mine, once out of necessity because there were no brakes. But, you know, there's times when you're like, well, if I put on 12 more miles driving to Flemington, you know, and then 12 more back, you know. And the funny thing is it's a 70-year-old car with 56,000 miles. It averages about 700 miles. What am I worried about 12 more miles for? But it's all good. And I'm hoping that people, if you're like me, and I don't know whether it's for you guys, but this winter was a little rough. You know, the weather never really picked the season. It wasn't hardcore winter. It was, you know, you'd have 70-degree days and 20-degree days. I couldn't wait for there to be a break and have something to do and get back outside. This may sound stupid, but my favorite day of the week was when I cut the lawn because I'm finally back outside. You know, so now that there's a place to go in HealthQuest and events to go to, like the car shows, it's time to start marking calendars and make sure that people are getting out there. The DJ and everything else, what is it about the – are you seeing the same people every week or
– Well, you know, it's – you know, it's interesting, the whole concept, you know, and the community coming together for these car shows, Jim. We probably, without exaggeration, we have a couple thousand people that you'll see on Main Street, you know, during a nice day on a car show. And I'm talking, we don't discriminate with the spectators either.
Right.
You know, young, old, grandparents with grandkids, bring the dog, get out, see your neighbors, spend time with your friends. It's just a great way to get some exercise, get some fresh air, and you know, it's not just about cars. You know, we have two live bands, we have a DJ, and in addition to that, Jim, when you say, you know, other things going on, as an example, you could go to the Grill Shack, you know, right here on Main Street. They're gonna have Thomas Johnson there playing tunes right out on a patio. You can walk into Coco's Cafe and Gelato, and they're gonna have a duet there, you know, playing songs. You know. So we, you know, think about it. Right here on Main Street, there's going to be four live
music
acts, you know, that are taking place, and you know, so there's plenty to do.
And
believe me, there's plenty going on. And as you mentioned earlier, I think the best thing that we could do, you know, to make sure that the season is great, and aside from praying to the weather gods, of course, is that you know, everyone works together in getting the word out, whether that be if you're a business owner and you've got an email database, or if you've got a Facebook page or a website, that you're putting up the car show dates or the event dates that are going on in town, and using it as a way to drive traffic, you know, to the area here to see the beautiful historic, you know, Flemington area that we have. And there's plenty of places to shop, plenty of places to dine. We pretty much got it all covered. So as long as we continue to work hard together as a team to get the word out when these things are taking place and the great value that it offers, I think it's a phenomenal thing.
What about, you mentioned your database before. What's the furthest travel that someone's come with a car?
We've got cars from Connecticut, from Pennsylvania, New York. Yeah,
excellent.
It's It's pretty impressive, you know.
Definitely.
You know, we try to wait till 3 on the rain cancellation. You know, it's tough. You know, Jim, you know some of these engines, without exaggeration, you can eat off of. That's how spectacularly clean they are. And you'll have car owners that will stick a mirror underneath an engine just so you can see how clean it is. Okay? So if that car leaves and gets beat up with some raindrops when it left the driveway, or the, I should say, garage,
yep,
in many cases, most cases actually, that car owner is looking at 8 hours to get that car back the way it was. So unlike other outdoor events, we're really weather sensitive.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and that's why we have the kids' activities and music as well. So
very good. And so wanted to bring in one more thing, and that is that Friday and Saturday night, the Flemington Community Partnership is again hosting their filling station. So the old Highline Garage property is converted into a park, and it's an opportunity for people to get together. There'll be some singers there performing. There's tents for shade or rain protection if needed. And then, so that's Friday night at the patio. But on Saturday night, tying in with the car shows, you get to stroll up and down Main Street, have a good time looking at the cars. Then they can go over to Lone Eagle, and the filling station will be there on Saturday nights as well. So people were concerned. We were talking about doing just Friday nights, and then Lone Eagle stepped up and said they'd want to be hosting it as well. So now there's even more to do in the Flemington area over the weekend. So don't feel like you just have to sit at home watching reruns of the Rockford Files or something. There's plenty to do. And, of course, then we can also get you can also plan events over at HealthQuest for taking the family. Is that a membership-based, or can they just walk in?
It is a membership-based. We do have, obviously, you can come in as a guest pass, but primarily a membership-based. The outdoor pool, too, has a guest pass opportunity. If you come with a member, we have a slight discount on that, too, as well. So our hope is our members bring their friends this weekend. We're supposed to have nice weather on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Monday can be questionable, but we're hoping for a nice weekend.
And do you want to discuss pricing levels or wait till they call you?
I would have them come down and see us. Come down and see membership. And also this weekend, too, as well, we have a great membership promotion going on, only for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Membership's not open on Monday, so come see us on Saturday and Sunday.
Very good. All right, we're going to step away for our final break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Wade Williams from HealthQuest and Ron Van Horn of the Flemington Car Shows. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us. And in the studio with me, Wade Williams, the general manager of HealthQuest, and Ron Van Horn from Van Horn Financial. Now, we've talked about hundreds of cars. We've talked about thousands of people. And you're just one guy. So in addition to sponsorships, how do you put on an event such as this, you know, and make it all come together at once?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's a team approach, right? Team approach from sponsorships, and team approach equally important is the volunteers. And, you know, the years ago when we first started out, when we had our main sponsor, I can remember during planning meetings, he says, you know, I've got the easy job. All I got to do is write a check. Ron, you've got to get all the people there to, you know, to work, to actually work the show, and that's the hard job, and making sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to be doing it. And, you know, we're blessed. We're blessed that we've got a great community here, and, you know, the volunteers consist of residents, consist of business owners, you know, people who just want to help out and be part of doing something that's good for the community. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, 12 to 20 volunteers that it might take, you know, to pull off a show. And so the volunteers is important. You know, we mentioned sponsorships. We talked about volunteers, but also the town. I mean, you know, the Flemington Borough does a fantastic job with supporting us from the borough council to the mayor to the road department, you know, who, right. You know, when it's all said and done, you know, we try to be completely respectful to make sure that we're leaving the streets nice and clean as much as possible, as to the way we found them when we came in. But the road department pitching in, the police department, you know, we're so blessed. You know, like when the car owners come in here and they have the comfort level to enjoy the show, walk away from their car, know that the type of people that we have in our communities are not going to mess with their car, and they're not going to get a parking ticket. And, right. You know, it's just going to be a great experience for them. And so all this comes together through a team approach.
Perfect. So we're talking with Ron Van Horn of the Flemington Car Shows, Wade Williams from HealthQuest, and talking about a lot of fun family things to do this weekend, including kicking it off tomorrow night with the filling station over by the old Highline Garage. Saturday night, that moves over to Lone Eagle. Then Saturday night, we have the car shows here in town. HealthQuest is around pretty much 24/7, 365. You know.
365, not 24/7, but very close.
Okay,
close
very
at
good.
11 o'clock.
Right. Well, everybody deserves some time off.
That's right.
You know, it's the trophy guy that has to stay up all night.
It's all in balance.
But that's a good thing. And we talked about the sponsorship from Fred Beans. We want to thank them. From Fred Beans, Toyota, Kia, and Scion of Flemington for their major sponsorship and contributions to pulling off the car shows. And then, of course, when we talk about the kids, it's not about, you know, just mom and dad going to look at pretty cars. You know, sometimes when they have the kids in tow, there has to be something to do. HealthQuest provides that. And I wanted to get more into some of the camps. You know, when you talked about all the different classes, but if you can elaborate more on some of the camps, because we're getting to the point where school's about to let out and
sure, absolutely.
Parents are scrambling for things to do for their children.
That's right. Thank you, Jim. So off of that point, actually, Candace Bunnell was supposed to be here with us today, but she had 12 appointments just today for camp, 12 solid appointments for camp, and those are about an hour. So what Candace will do is tour parents through the entire facility and almost walk them through a day of camp. So they make sure that when they drop off their children, they're comfortable with our check-in, check-out process. They may be there for before and after care.
Mm-hmm.
It's always our goal to kind of work with the lifestyle of parents. We do have a lot of dual-working parents. So this is kind of like their school away from school in the summertime. They're there essentially when parents are at work. So check-in in the morning, they're there for activity, they get to go swimming, they have a healthy lunch, and then the parents pick them up afterwards, and hopefully the children are exhausted after that. So that's always our goal. Parents always appreciate that.
That's the goal.
That's
wear
right.
them out, and then mom and dad can relax in the
that's
evenings.
Right.
That's excellent. Obviously, a big thank you to HealthQuest for, you know, the help that they're providing for the car shows. And obviously, Ron, a huge thank you to you, because I know a few years ago this looked like it was going by the wayside. You kind of took the torch and ran with it and have been doing a great job. And love your energy and enthusiasm, not just for the car shows, but for the town as well. So we definitely appreciate that. So this weekend, May 27th, the first car show, 5:30, 8:30 p.m. It's going to feature Fords, Oldsmobiles, and Mercury. Then in June, we have Camaro, Chevys, and Chevelles on June 10th. June 24th will be Mopars, Chrysler, and Motorcycles. July 8th, GTOs, Firebirds, and Pontiacs. GTO, the GOATs. I'm hearing more and more about the GOATs as I look at all the car shows on television. And that's got me interested in the fact that I have a two-car garage. I think I could use that other space.
Well, I'll give you a little quick story about a GOAT, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fortunate experience as a teenager that my dad, in 1969, bought a Judge convertible, GTO Judge convertible, orange, like you saw at the opening of Beretta. Remember the
yep,
show Beretta?
Gotta
right?
have that one.
Orange, and my sister, a year older than I, where it was a big fight who was going to get the car from dad. And so I won the fight. Her little brother won the fight and then ended up getting the car. And you can imagine having 400 horsepower as a senior in high school, okay, what that was all about.
Does this story end well?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, what do you do with a 400 horsepower kid, you know, with a kid at 17 driving down Route 22? You get a little heavy-footed, you mm-hmm. know, with the gas. And sometimes too heavy for it. And unfortunately, I threw a rod through the engine.
Ooh.
Yeah, threw a rod through the engine and ended up selling the car. And years later, when we first started the car show, a GTO attendee, we happened to start a little conversation up. And he happened to have a 1970 Judge. And the next thing you know, he tells me about how he followed the car that I sold to a German woman down in Plainfield. And last show, this last show, continued the story on to say it's moved. It's now in another state, and it's up for sale for $150,000.
Pocket goes, change, Ron.
Ron, are you? He said, Ron, are you interested? I said, no, thank you.
Nope. But it would be great if the story would have gone the other way.
They made 108.
Kept it in the garage.
Right.
It's now worth $150,000.
They made 108 1969 Judge convertibles. Yes. 108 of them.
No, it's a sweet car, and it's. And that's kind of that's what I like about the car shows, because it's almost like going back in time. You know, you can recall I think everybody remembers their first car. You know, for me, the first car I ever bought was a Mercury 72 Mercury Monterey. It was $800 at Kemper Pontiac, and the thing was about as long as a football field. You know, I think you had to have a CDL to drive it. But you know, I think everybody connects with cars because you know. And I've had some silly ones in my day, AMC Pacers and things like that. But, you know, you remember certain things in your life that happened in a car or that you did in that car, whether it's a drive-in or something like that. And when you walk down Main Street and you see all of them again, it just kind of brings back those memories. Favorite car for you?
Favorite car for me? 60, I want to say 67 Mustang.
Nice.
I believe it is.
Yeah, that's a good one. You see on our poster here, we have a 1965 Mustang.
And it's close. I'm sure you'll have some this weekend.
And actually, we should expect to see quite a few Mustangs that would Ford be in the future. One
mm-hmm.
of the features. And we believe we're going to have a couple Mustang clubs show up too on Saturday. So that's going to be
very good.
Be
I actually
exciting.
Have you may know him, but I have a customer who runs the, and it's, this is not silly, but it's the Red Mustang Club of America.
No
only
kidding.
Only Red Mustangs.
Original
Red. Wow.
Yep.
It's got to be original
Red. Yep. And they have shows all over the country. He just did one out in Detroit, Michigan, so I'll have to get you in touch with him because he can bring
you'll
a lot
of... Yeah,
you'll
have to get him a poster.
Oh, definitely will.
But, Red Mustang on the poster.
And his car is absolutely sick. You know how, and he drives it as an everyday driver, but oh, man, it's a sweet-looking ride. So I want to thank Wade Williams, General Manager of HealthQuest, for coming in. If you have any questions about HealthQuest, how can they get a hold of you?
Please contact us first by phone. Would be 908-782-4009. Or you can also go to our website at healthquest-fitness.com or just send me an email at williams@healthquest-fitness.com.
Very good. So if you're looking for a great gym, great facilities, pool, now with poolside food and towel service, by all means give the folks at HealthQuest a call. Ron, how can people get more information about the car shows?
Well, as you mentioned, the website previously, FlemingtonCarShows.com. We have a Facebook page with over 3,200 likes.
And over 32,000 pictures.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, we try to, you know, on that page, we also try to promote additional community things as well. But the Facebook page is popular. You know, we also... as I mentioned, we have an email database where they could sign up on the website, get information via email as well. And those are really the best ways
Very good.
To get in touch with us.
All right, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend in Flemington, Friday night kicks it all off with the filling station over at the patio. Saturday night, car shows from Flemington Car Shows. Going to see a lot of great Fords, Oldsmobiles, and Mercurys starting at 5:30 p.m. After that, make your way over to Lone Eagle. Enjoy some of the music that's going to be playing. Get yourself a nice dinner somewhere, the Grill Shack and other local restaurants. Sunday, you folks, you're on your own. You know,
Not to interrupt you about the spiel that you're going on right here, right now, but you did mention the Grill Shack. There are a lot of the Flemington restaurants here along Main Street offer outdoor seating. So, you're not cooped up inside you come here. And we have umbrellas. We've got some nice service there. The Grill Shack actually gives a VIP discount to car owners who are participating. And Rosanna over there has been a phenomenal support for us during the car shows. And again, come on out and get some fresh air and dine at any of these restaurants. They do a great job.
Very good. Well, I want to thank Wade Williams from HealthQuest, Ron Van Horn from Van Horn Financial for joining me today. In sports, the NBA playoffs continue, and in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers have a 3-1 lead over the Boston Celtics. In the Western Conference Finals, Golden State defeated San Antonio 4-0 and will face the winner of the Cleveland-Boston series for the championship. In the NHL playoffs, in the Eastern Division Finals, the Ottawa Senators and Pittsburgh Penguins are all tied up at 3 apiece, with a deciding game tonight at 8 p.m. The winner will play the Nashville Predators in the Stanley Cup Finals. In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Yankees, Twins, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the Nationals, Brewers, and Rockies lead theirs. If you're a racing fan, get ready for a full day of racing Sunday with the Formula One race as you wake up, the Indy 500 at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 race at 6 p.m. It's my favorite day of the year. NASCAR announced the 2018 Hall of Fame inductees yesterday for the class of 2018, and they are engine builder and team owner Robert Yates, championship-winning crew chief Ray Evernham, drivers Red Byron and Ron Hornaday Jr., and longtime announcer Ken Squire. NASCAR also announced a revised schedule for next year, including changes to venues and dates during the chase. Go to NASCAR.com for more details. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas or topics for upcoming guests or topics for this show, please email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Then to mark 500 years since the Protestant Reformation. In his remarks, the former president says there are threats in the world that will always require vigilance.
Fear and xenophobia and nationalism and...
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I'm hearing from a lot of people. Both ways.
President Trump responding to reporters asking him, what is his decision on the Paris Climate Accord? The president expected to reveal whether he's decided to pull out at a 3 o'clock Eastern Time news conference in the White House Rose Garden. The EU, the UN, and just this morning, Russia have all expressed their backing of the global agreement to gradually reduce emissions that some scientists believe cause climate change. Emergency crews remain at the scene of a huge explosion at an ethanol plant in Wisconsin. One official said at least 16 people were hurt.
Two of them were
able to leave uninjured. And